Blog Talk Radio.
Italian Grill, people always seem to be saying,
wow!
Especially now, because you can take home our delicious sauté-to-order spaghetti and homemade meatballs made with our family recipe absolutely free.
Homemade spaghetti and meatballs for free? Just wow!
Order one of your Carrabba's favorites, Chicken Brian, Chicken Marsala, Polo Rosa Maria, or our Chicken Trio, and take home made-from-scratch spaghetti and meatballs.
For tomorrow night's dinner, free? Wow!
Hurry into Carrabba's today and get free spaghetti and meatballs for tomorrow. Limited time only, now through May 6th. Carrabba's, Italian worth talking about.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
D-Fly on WAMR-DB. How you doing out there tonight?
Hey, DeMonica, this is Terry.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
All right, well, listen to the show. You're calling in from where?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Well, we got NC in the house. That's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how's the weather there?
Rainy, but it's beautiful, rainy.
Rain is beautiful, okay.
Yes,
well, you know,
it's
right
not
now,
too hot.
It's not, well, it's hot here. It's almost 100 degrees here in Minnesota.
Oh, no.
And I'm telling you right now, I don't know how long we're going to be able to do the show. Right now we're in the middle of a storm. I'm in St. Paul. So
okay.
It's kind of storming quite a bit. I have my producer on the line, Karima. And
all
also
right.
Tonight's special guest is an upcoming artist, Miss Jasmine Soul in the house. Jasmine, are
all
you
right.
on the line?
Here I am. Hey guys.
Good
hey.
Evening.
Good evening.
Yes. So Jasmine and I, we're both battling some headaches. I don't know if it's from the atmospheric pressure here that's going on with the weather. She's a little bit under the weather, so just kind of bear with her as well. I've got a bad migraine myself tonight. So Karima's going to say something smart about the weather. I already know.
I wasn't going to say nothing at first, but see, that was, okay. So we got a bunch of callers on the line. I'm just going to say this. But if you were down here in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
with 100-degree weather,
mm-hmm.
it ain't nothing like it. The
mm-hmm.
devil be standing on 285 talking about y'all fools keep riding this seat. I'm going to stand right here under the shade tree. Baby, when I say it's hot, that's why there's so many churches here. Black folks don't want to go to hell because they got a glimpse of it down here in Georgia. Let me tell you one other thing. You understand that you notice that when they got to slavery and when them Confederate soldiers was coming up through here, notice all the black slaves rebelled and said, we got to get the hell up here. So everybody from there came up to up there in Wisconsin and Chicago. So the rest of the foolish black folks that stayed around here, them the ones that in them counties and stuff, but you know, it's always a black in every county. And I don't care what nobody tells you, it's a black person. Just like it's a black person in everybody's family tree, is one down here.
Mm-hmm.
Every county, there's a black person. But as far as the weather, it's been raining, and you know what? Everybody's too scared to play with God. Let me give you an example. Last year, they said, Lord, you're raining too much on us. He said, I got something for you. Let me stop it. Girl, we had a drought. Y'all remember that drought? They said you can't wash your clothes, wash your butt, or wash your grass. None of it. So now ain't nobody saying nothing. They said, Lord,
ain't
let it rain. Do what you want to do. They shut up. I'm trying to tell you, he'll fix it. He'll fix your mouth closed. He say, what? Say something again. Say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Say anything. And my last example about talking to the Lord all crazy, y'all remember 9/11? It was a bad, sad day for our country.
Yes, it was.
But do y'all,
mm-hmm.
and I want y'all to remember this. Remember this part now. That was the same day at 8 a.m. they made a decision to take prayer out of school, right?
Mm-hmm.
At 11,
you
12,
know
they said, Lord, and it's all praise. Everybody pray. Everybody stand wherever you're at, pray. I'd have been God standing on my feet with my hands full. So I know y'all ain't talking to me. So I couldn't be the big guy because y'all be all messed up. I'm like, I know y'all ain't talking to me because remember y'all said y'all wouldn't pray no more. So you just go and do it.
Right.
All right, I'm done. All right, I'm good. So we got a bunch of callers on the line. And we got bad weather here, too. But the only reason why y'all got bad weather is that, yeah, we got bad weather. We always have bad weather.
I told you, it's raining.
Okay, we got somebody. Yeah, that's good rain. That's good rain. Did you notice more? There are more Scorpios born in the rainy season. I'm trying to tell you, count the 9 months, who happened.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so I'm done. Should have said nothing.
And tonight, and tonight's word is from the producer, Karina. No. Well, here on WAMRDB, you know, we just have a lot of fun. It's like, you know, just kick back and enjoy, have your sip of wine or whatever. We kind of do a really kind of impromptu a little bit. You know, we have it professional, but sometimes, we, you know, we get a little crazy and we just have fun with it. So it's a very laid-back interview. And once again, I'd like to welcome Miss Jasmine Soul in the house this evening as an artist. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. How are you feeling out there, Jasmine, tonight? You feeling any better?
Better off from an hour ago, but I'm trying to get it together.
Yeah.
I think it's the being under the air conditioner. You know, it's been so cold. Being under the air, I don't know.
Well, I know I can't personally, like, if I have, like, Friday I'd have the show, I cannot be in Freon at all. Otherwise, you know, it messes with my throat and my voice, so I think it, like you said, it might be the air conditioning and going in and out of the heat. So we're going to get through it, though. Just keep drinking water, you know, and
I got it right here.
You.
Amen.
And we just going to sit back. I'm going to tell you about Miss Jasmine Soul. So Jasmine Soul's not only a neo-soul singer, she's also, in case you didn't know, a songwriter and an actress, as well as a film writer. So, Jasmine, what I'd like for you to do is tell us, what is, you know, what are you doing now? And you're coming out to, aren't you coming to Raleigh real soon too as well?
To where? Where did you say the last one?
North Carolina. Aren't you coming to North Carolina with
Paul? Oh, well, I'm supposed to have June 16th in Atlanta for a concert. I'm really lit party, and that's in College Park. And that's going, I mean, that's going to be nice. It's going to be a lot of performances. Irv Gotti, the CEO of Murder, Inc., will be there, as well as his artist, Little Bowie Lit. That's his new artist. And then Stevie J is coming, and a few other people. So it's going to be real nice. It's going to be a real good party going on. So I'm excited about that. And then after that, I have, in South Carolina, I have a pool party, 2-day pool party that's going on that I'll be performing at. So, you know, I'm excited about that. And then I'm still writing on my films and stuff. I have a show that I'm writing on called Battles for Love. And that's, plan on that being a drama series. Had a whole lot of drama and twists and turns and deceit and, I mean, all types of stuff going on. That show, I have my friend Charles D. Clark. He's going to be a part of that. He's helping me out a lot. He's been a great friend and mentor for a while. So he plays on Empire, one of the shows. He's on, he's on everything else, too. He's on so many shows. I told him, man, don't get too busy for me. You know, he's picking up different shows every day. I mean, he's on TV One, ID Channel, Evil Stepmothers. I mean, a new hit show called Can't Go Home. So I'm so blessed to have him helping me out. You know, he wants to see me win. So, and then I have this comedy that I'm working on. It's really funny. I keep switching up the name, but I'm trying to get it together. And then there's some other stuff that I'm working on here for other people. Larry Jackson, I've been helping him out. He has a movie that he's working on called Minneapolis. And this movie, actually one of the main characters in this movie. And it's going to be about, you know, Minneapolis and, you know, obviously the police and stuff like that. So I'm excited about that. I'm a lead detective in that film. So Yeah, I've been pretty busy, you know, trying to get this stuff done.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Could you say that? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Could you repeat the name of that show again in Minneapolis?
It's called Minneapolis. So instead of Minneapolis, it's Minneapolis. Yeah, Minneapolis.
I thought you said nigga, please. I
said it. I'm going to make my
head hurt. I'm sorry.
Minneapolis. I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so
yes.
It's Minneapolis.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that he's mine. I'm so sorry.
Well, you probably wasn't the only one, so we corrected it.
Well,
Minneapolis.
Now, wait a minute. You didn't start on your wine yet, okay? You haven't started your wine yet, have you?
I started
mine.
But you know what? I was on my way until I turned back around. I said, wait. And then if Mama's listening, you know, because I'll be like, well, Mama said, you know, the Mama said thing is always cool. My mama be knowing stuff. And I know, I'm going to ask you a question. How does your parents feel about this career change and choices that you've made in this journey of being a mogo? Because that's what y'all young people call it, mogo.
Well,
powerful,
they're very
black
excited.
Woman, can't tell nothing to. They're very excited. I know what that means.
Yeah,
they want their money back.
Excited.
Yeah, they got it. When you make it, they're gonna give you this check.
Hey,
right?
I'm
they're gonna give you this
add,
invoice.
I'm add them in. All my people.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Talk to all of them. See how you bring wisdom. That's the millennium saying, y'all, that they are actually coming back with some money after they go ahead.
Yeah.
Go do that thing. Go ahead. Because you know this is live, and we're going to record it, so we're going to send it on to your parents, just in case you're too big-headed and don't want to get no money up.
Okay.
So there you have it.
That won't happen. I'm too humble.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, my dad, they're excited for what I'm doing and everything. My dad actually see me as being, like, a singer-performer just since I've been born. You know, he always had this dream for me for some reason. So I guess he can see into the future. So I mean, they're very excited and involved and stuff like that, and helping me out even on my movies and ideas and stuff. So yeah.
And I'm just excited. I mean, the storyline you shared with me, although she can't share with the listeners because then we'll be giving away what it's about.
She know the details.
I am so excited. I just can't wait. I mean, that is truly a blessing. I don't know if listeners, if you don't know, but once again, you know, mention his name again, who you'll be working with and who's mentoring you as
Charles
far as
Charles D. Clark. He's a great actor. He's in a lot of stuff, a lot of different things he's in. So, and he won awards and stuff. So, yeah, I'm glad and blessed to have him as mentoring me. You know, he knows a lot of stuff, and he'll give it to you 100%. He don't cut no corners. He'll let you know. He don't play about no acting.
And that's what you need, you know, because a lot of people will pass by and say, oh, yeah, it sounds good, or, you know, and then you end up failing. So you have someone that can critique it and be honest with what you're doing. I mean, that's
right.
Just wonderful. And you're so young and very talented young lady. I'm just so proud of you. God is opening all
Thank
types
you.
Of doors for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank
now,
you. Thank
she's
you.
Going to be down in Atlanta. You have to announce again, Atlanta listeners that's down there on June 16th, where you're going to be at. Like, and explain
yeah,
the conference, because, you know, we're old school a little bit, but you got to tell us what this conference is about.
Ooh,
okay.
I wish I had the name to the place. It's in College Park. I haven't been to Atlanta. That's why I'm so excited about it. But it's June 16th. It's called I Am Really Lit Party Concert. It's going to be Irv Gotti is going to be there, Stevie J is going to be there, a few other people are going to be there, and everybody's going to be performing, just having a party.
Okay.
June 16th. I wish I knew the exact name of the place. But
well,
I'll
we'll
figure
find
out.
Before
maybe DeMonica,
so
you can talk
Serena
about
up.
It. Yeah.
No, I will be announcing it, so I'll be, you know, announcing it on WAMRDB. Karima may pop
okay.
up there, you never know. And,
yeah,
and when
it's
you're
gonna
performing
be nice.
Now, are you performing, if you don't mind me asking, cover tunes or you're performing your originals?
I'm performing my originals, and these songs that I'll be performing, I have, a couple of them I have never performed, so it'd be the
mm-hmm.
first time performing these songs. I actually just finished them, so, and it's like a little sexy side of me that, you know, they'll see in Atlanta. So these are my, you know, sexy songs that I got, so
right.
I mean, it's going to be different.
You said it's going to be different, huh?
Yeah, a little different from the usual.
Oh, right. That's
but
okay.
These
well,
songs are really
I
hot,
heard what you have, so. Yes, they are.
Mm.
So you better look out, ATL, because
yeah.
it's going to be a hot one, because she's going to bring it. And believe
all
me,
right.
I'm going to be working with her to bring that one.
Amen.
Let me just come in. Y'all gonna be in Collar Park, that's how they say it. Don't say the whole word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not College Park. It's Collar Park.
College Park.
Collar Park.
Like, you know, we're up north, so she's got to. Their D is silent.
Yeah,
all enunciation and pronunciation has gone out the window. Don't do that. No more. And you know, you got to bring the heat because it's hot here now. And these things, honey, I mean, they are trying to get the rent paid. I said, look at her rent paid. Look what she got on. And they right out here trying to pay it too, honey. So you better bring it if you're going to be with me all day and all this. You better bring it, honey.
I know. I've been thinking long and hard.
Somebody told her right.
Look, she's going to bring it, okay?
All these young millionaire money running around through here for you.
Hey, we got that here too. walking around.
Black millionaires. No, I'm talking about Atlanta black millionaires. You know how many Oxfam, Lombardis, and Bentleys running around through this thing? It's like a known fact. Now you got, wait a minute, but you got to question them too now. Because they'll rent one for the day. Just to check somebody coming from Minneapolis.
So they'll rent a Bentley in Atlanta, huh? I don't know if we could rent Bentleys up here. I don't know. I guess you probably could rent anything you want to rent. But you said down in Atlanta, they're going to rent Bentleys and everything
South.
For this concert.
They was renting black people. If they if human beings been for sale for the last 400 years, what make a Bentley my business? Girl, you'll learn. I'm going to get off of here. I'm sorry.
Right. No, you're going to stay on. That's all right. Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. Now, we have some other callers that's on the line. I believe we have, I hope Terry's still on the line. Terry, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you have any questions for Ms. Soul?
Well, I just would like to say that I'm happy and excited that she's getting the chance to do her dream and to be able to do the things that she enjoys. My question is, how long have you been singing?
Oh, goodness. I actually thought I could sing when I was about, 6 years old. I mean, I was so shy where, you know, I used to be so quiet about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, used to hide on the side of my house and, just sing to myself. And if someone comes around, I stop singing. Until, when I got, I say, ninth grade, I used to sing with my friend Tanya. And we used to go, in the laundry room. We'll be singing and everything. And so we decided to sing for the talent show at school, and then nobody knew I can sing at all. So, and my family and everything like that too. So my dad had drove us to our school, he stopped at the gas station. He left his friend in the car. And then we were practicing singing in the car. And his friend turned around. He was like, whoa. You know, then my dad got in the car. He was like, you know your daughter can sing? And he's like, no, I don't know if she can sing. You know, so basically from then on, they used to have me singing all the time. My main thing they used to have me singing was the Star Spangled Banner back then.
Okay.
My brother
okay.
used to joke about it, like, sing the Star Spangled Banner, because that's what everybody wanted me to sing. You know, it was one of the toughest songs and stuff like that. Kept you on your toes, too, when you're hitting them high and low notes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know how I go. Yeah, I know, you know. And so after that, you know, I was just doing,
time.
Like, right, talent shows and stuff like that, and song at a wedding, you know, just stuff here and there, and Christmas shows and stuff like that. But I've always been like writing music.
Well, that was my next question. I was going to ask you, what inspired you to begin writing?
You know, I think when I wrote my first song, I was like 14, and I mean, I still remember that. I mean, like,
you don't remember what inspired
you? You know, I don't know as far as the writing about, you know, songs, but you know, I think she was writing too, so I'm like, let me write a song, you know. But I mean, I was writing, I have songs still to this day that I did years ago, 13 years ago, but I mean, they sound new to someone that hasn't heard, you know, haven't heard
right.
them. So, you know, I've been writing different stuff and everything. I'm actually working on, I'm actually going to record this song that I did like 13 years ago. I mean, you never know once it's recorded, but it's a really good song.
Good.
So yeah, I've been singing.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness,
potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history you have to be careful with. Toxic shock syndrome and stuff, just because of what it's made out of, is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now.
Blog Talk Radio.
WAMRDB. It's the meeting in the ladies' room. And tonight at the table, man, I'm so honored to have this powerhouse soulful singer on the line with me. It's the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn. How you doing, Kendra?
Hey, hey, I'm good. I'm good. How's it going?
All right.
Girl,
yes,
I'm hanging
yes,
in there.
Yes. I know that's right. And I got the producer on the line. Karima's in the house this evening.
What up, Karima?
Oh, she wants to be
so,
quiet tonight.
So y'all already know so that I can just get my little piece in. It was like 80 degrees here in Atlanta. So well,
oh my
you
God.
Know, and I heard y'all had like a. I just have to bring this to y'all attention.
Rub it in, huh?
That's a natural for black folks to be in Minnesota. See, God trying to tell y'all something. See, they had that song.
You know
God trying to tell you something.
Too.
That you need to be inclined, cause see, this see, that's what I've been trying to tell all of y'all there, and even my sister, and my brother, who went on up there like they were crazy. But that's all right. We're going to come get y'all behind enemy lines. If y'all fall back there doing the whole, you know, thing, we'll come on up there and get y'all. But, yes, it was 80 degrees. Boy, it was so hot. Folks was getting furniture put in. I mean, when I say folks, they said, normally they set people's furniture out like in the middle of the month. Girl, they had these people stuff sitting out all up and down everywhere. They felt so good about putting folks out. The marshals said everybody's furniture out. I'm trying to tell you, everybody didn't pay no rent. Normally they get around the 15th. But, yes, it was warm enough to get your furniture set out too
nice
today. Yeah. Yes, but I'm just saying it's unnatural. I just want to let y'all know it's unnatural. It's not even like it's not even in the Bible.
I believe
yeah,
it, because
yeah,
I moved here 23 years ago.
Yeah.
I like
keep laughing. That arthritis going to tell you.
Girl,
that arthritis is going to teach you. Go ahead.
It's teaching me already.
It's
a big lesson.
All right, then. As long as y'all know. That's all I got to say about the show. You guys just have to get that part in, because now I have to say that when we had the other people on a couple weeks ago, I talked about y'all, then we got 32-degree temperature next day. Now, I'm just saying.
Well,
I had to say something.
When they had to shut down the state because you guys had some, like, light rain that turned to ice, and, baby, they called a state of emergency.
Look at
and you know,
watch
we
out now.
Like, what?
We need to turn up the music. Stay now. Oh, yeah. Oh, y'all got just for the Minnesota. At least I said we were going to come get y'all when it all broke out. All right, yes, y'all had. We had to sweep ourselves out. I do understand. And it's okay, though. We better. We got two snow plows now, y'all.
Oh, girl, y'all moving up,
Right. Two snow plows. We good now. We better than the next southern state. Yes.
Really?
All right.
So we always start off the ladies. Yeah. I have to mess with Karima every week, you know. So, and then she rubs it in and tells, you know, she makes me feel all messed up and stuff about the weather. But, hey, anyway. With your 80-degree weather. But, you know, we might be spreading a little love and a little snow coming down your way in a minute if you keep messing with us. That's right.
Well, she can bring us the heat, girl. We need the heat. Look.
We sure do. We sure do. We most definitely do. Well, getting back to my crazy self and Miss Producer on the line, we have, like I mentioned, we have the one and only Miss Kendra Glenn. And Kendra, I'm so honored that you took the time. This woman took her time out of her busy schedule. You think that I'm busy? Miss Kendra Glenn has me beat. This woman's calendar is full to capacity. Not only is she a mother, but she works a full-time job and she sings. And I mean, she don't sing just Friday and Saturday like I may sing. This woman is singing during the week too as well. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. She's a jack of all trades, and she also gives back to the community. And meaning when I'm saying that as far as I've known Kendra. Oh, Kendra, how long we've been knowing each other? Ooh, I don't want to say how old I am, but.
Lisa, I mean, I've been singing around town for 18 years, so probably about that long.
Yep, it's been about 18, 19 years. And,
but you know my brother longer, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Girl, please. Don't tell me about Reg, honey. Reggie can sing, baby. We used to do this contest. I'm telling you, it's in the family, okay? I just got to let you guys know it is definitely in the family. You want to hear somebody else can sing. Her brother is phenomenal. Yes, he is. But, you know, Kendra has done a lot of things in the community as far as you donate your time. I believe it's around maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas to feed the homeless.
Well, not just during the holidays. I actually, it was a standing thing that I did every third Wednesday of the month with one of my coworkers. I love, you know, giving meals out to the homeless or less needy, or the people that are in need. Sorry, and we would do that every third Wednesday. So I've got a lot of pleasure from doing that. I mean, it just fills my heart up to do stuff like that. So that may be something people don't know about me, that I love to serve meals for the homeless, and I did it with, you know, with the utmost humbleness.
Yes, yes, I just think that is so wonderful, and I commend you for that. I know with your schedule, you make a way, and you do be out there. Come rain, sleet, snow, you do it. Also, in case the listeners don't know, we have a club here in the Twin Cities that's the Black-owned legendary. We call it the Legendary Apollo here at the Twin Cities. Karima knows that I've been really speaking vocal about the closing of Arnella's and trying to have someone purchase the club so we can keep, you know, the legacy going and Black entertainers as ourselves to keep performing there. But just to let everyone know, Kendra Glenn was the one that helped me and put the, you know, helped us through the last 5 days. I mean, without you, girl, I probably would have lost my mind. You know, I was calling you. I'm like, Kendra, I can't call anybody. Can you help me? I mean, she came through with flying colors and volunteered through her schedule in between shows. She had shows now and would come in and help me get set up or move the tables or talk to the people and greet the people as well as get on the stage and perform. So she helped me put all this together, and we've been on different shows, you know, speaking about what Arnella's mean to us. And we want to give a shout-out. I have the Allens listening in this evening, and I just want to say, you know, her birthday just passed.
No.
And here it is already. We're coming up. Can you believe already that it's coming up to be a year in the next couple of weeks, the closing of Arnella's? And we still,
unbelievable,
don't have anybody to purchase this club.
Oh,
can you talk about that a little bit? Because I want Atlanta, not just Atlanta, the listeners. We have listeners in from everywhere that's listening in to us this evening, from Texas and all across the country, even overseas. Let them know what Arnella's meant and Arnella means to you.
Well, you know what? That was my first platform. One of my first platforms, but it was, to me, the biggest platform because I had just started singing. I was really green, but Miss Arnella embraced me. Everybody that came into Arnella's, they embraced me, so I hold that place very, very near and dear to me. And Miss Arnella was like a mother. You know that. She was like a mother to all of us, you know, and she was so selfless. I mean, she just gave her herself, you know. And I really miss her. I really do. So I'm hoping that we can keep her legacy alive because it meant so much to our community, you know, what she did, just not only with the music, just what she did for the people in general. You know, she gave a lot of herself. So, and I want to continue to be an example in that way.
And it just saddens me to, you know, as you know, I've been immensely posting up on Facebook. You know, and then I've been talking to a couple entrepreneurs, and you know, I know that the particular entrepreneurs I've spoke to, I mean, with the price of what the building is selling for, the building is actually selling for $595,000.
Wow.
They may take $555,000, but it's like $595,000 if I'm not mistaken. It may be down to $545,000, but it means a lot. I mean, there's so much stuff she's taken time to have the outside of the club done. Yes, does it need some love and care and inside a little bit? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we don't have nowhere to perform at, spread our wings, do we?
Oh, I know. I know. I mean, they have certain clubs here, but it's still not like Arnella's because, you know, that was a place where you can, you know, you can see music you grew up on and people can identify with it. You know, it was, I mean, I miss it. I really do. And I miss being on stage with the Max Band. I mean, We were kind of the house band there for several years, at least.
Girl, you guys were the house
band
for almost 17 years, Kendra.
Well, I mean, I've been, but when I was with Max, I mean, when we first started,
we did.
Mary and I stood side by side with each other, God rest his soul. But we stood side by side. I remember. Yeah, so I remember those days, and I hold them near and dear to me. All the great talent that came through that place. It's just amazing.
Yes, indeed. You know, I remember when I first heard you sing, because, you know, Reggie always told me, girl, wait till you hear my sister sing now. You got to hear my sister. Wait till my sister come from Chicago and come up here. She's going to do it. And I remember I first seen you sing at, it was Arnella.
And I heard you, and I'm telling you, a listener, if you talk about somebody that's going to give Aretha a run for her money, this is the lady right here that's going to give Aretha a run for her money.
I'm always so humble when I hear that, you know, because a lot of people may not know this either. I was never considered the singer in the family. You know, my big brother Reggie was always the singer. So I kind of was in the shadows. I didn't, you know, I really didn't, you know, think that I had a great voice, you know. But as I got older and, you know, started to hone my skills, I mean, I'm like, okay, I can probably do this. And because I was here in Minneapolis for 6 years. I moved here when I was 24, but I was, you know, here 6 years before I even entertained the thought of singing. I used to go to karaoke and do it for fun, but that was about it. And then I met a guy named Mr. Dion Green, who heard me singing karaoke at Stardust.
Okay.
So that's where it all started. I was going to karaoke. Look, I was
yes,
I had took over Reggie's little spot, honey.
You're going to have Reggie come on in a little bit. I'm sure he's going to say something. Yes, indeed. You know, I looked over some things. You've been a studio session vocalist for Andy Cox production.
Andy Cox production.
You opened up for various national acts such as the Dazz Band, Rolls Royce, and Cameo. Provided background vocals for Scott Holt, former guitarist of Buddy Guy, and former Prince protege Suzanne Carwell. You had the pleasure of working with, and I do not know this gender, you had the pleasure to work with Mr. Andre Fisher, with the former the drummer and producer of Aretha Shaka Khan. I never knew that. So tell me, what was it like working for Mr. Fisher?
You know, I mean, he was down to earth. He actually handpicked myself, I guess from word of mouth, with what's her name, Margaret Cox. We did background for Sue Ann Carwell at the Fine Line. So that was quite an experience. And just, you know, being in his presence and knowing what he's done and what he's accomplished. And so it was an honor.
Yes, he's a very talented man, very talented. McNally closed now, but that's...
Oh, my God, yeah.
That is just terrible.
They have had
McNally's
some of the greatest musicians come out of there.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I was crushed. It just happened, like, 1 minute you have this, and then you just don't know, and the next minute
it's
gone.
Oh, I know. Well, that's
the
same thing with McNally's. I mean, you know, we knew... You know, there were rumors that it was going to close, but when it actually happened, it was just so surreal. And, you know, I mean, I'll never forget that day. I will never forget that week for the rest of my life. It was just so powerful to see everybody come out and support this lady who has given so much, who had given so much of herself to the community, you know. And you guys knew her way longer than I did, but, I mean, I love Miss Arnella. As if she was, you know, a mother figure to me, so.
Yes.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
All right, good evening.
Hello, hello.
Hi, good evening.
What's good evening to you all, too?
Yes, good evening. Welcome to WAMRDB. This is T-Fly with producer Karima Ali on the line. We got the only one and only, that's right, on drums, Miss Tobia. Miss Tobia in the house, how you doing out there in Cali? How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm good on an energetic move, just hanging out with my family right now, just getting pumped up with my girl D-Fly, you know, on the air.
That's right. Listen, I don't know, do you have me by chance? Are you have me on speaker?
Yes, I do. Should I come off speaker?
Okay. Yeah, you might have to take off speaker because of the background noise on here.
Okay, if I turn the volume down, let me see. What if I turn the volume down? Is that better?
I'll let the producer. It sounds fine on my end, but I want to make sure it sounds all right on the other end.
Is that better?
On my end, it sounds okay, so she'll let us know. But anyway,
okay.
She'll come in, believe me. Karima's on the line. She'll be coming in shortly with her crazy butt. And
that,
I just want to thank you so much.
Her name
Karima,
was
yes.
Right.
Karima.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Karima. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
indeed. I have a daughter named Halima.
Halima?
Halima,
okay.
H-A-L-I-M-A-H. That rhymes a lot. Karima? Is that what you say the DJ's name is?
Yeah, the producer? Yeah.
That's the producer. Okay. What's up?
Yeah. Usually we start, she's quiet tonight, but she'll come in shortly. We always start about talking about the weather.
As
you know, I don't know if you've seen the weather here, but in Minnesota, I'm in St. Paul, and we have a total of 12.5 inches right now. That's melting.
Oh, that's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded right there. That's cold-blooded right there. That's cold-blooded weather.
It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. I got to say something. I'm sorry, but I couldn't take it no more. I say it's an insult to black people to be up
well,
in such
know.
A weather like that. We have no business. Naturally, it's just not natural. You know, they be like,
that's
you know, certain game. Things just not natural. It's just not natural that black folks freeze. It don't make no sense to me.
No.
I'm just fooling with it.
I agree
100%. I know they had to run for slavery. I know y'all had to run up there for slavery and all that, but damn.
They
got up there for slavery and didn't come back. I don't blame nobody for that skin up there.
I can't say nothing because I have to admit, it got 37 degrees in Atlanta, and our white people put on coats, and they had on scarves, and they had on gloves. Now, when our white people say it's cold, it's cold. It was so cold, we had an event at the Capitol, and I was out there with my walker and freezing to death, and my knees froze up on me. And I said, I can't talk about nothing. My knees were more flighters, and it reminded me, y'all, the whole world. It reminded me why black folks have no business in the cold, especially when you hit 50. When you hit 50, go south. You gotta be just like the
New
Yorkers and come straight to four.
You are absolutely right, and that cold weather ain't nothing nice, but rounding out, you know, the threesome right here, I'm absolutely blessed to be living in Northern California. And so the sun was shining today, and, you know, it's been a little chilly in the morning. You know, I even could light a fireplace, you know what I'm saying, because it gets a little chilly. But I'm just blessed because I got 50, and I knew when I retired, I didn't want to be in that snow because that ain't nothing nice. And that's
the best.
I can't do it.
That's how you're using that.
So make a good choice. I hoodwinked my husband through his military job. We got a crib in Cali. So we getting old. Bless God, we getting old, y'all. We got church right now.
Yes, we getting old. We were just talking about, you know when you get into your 50s, when you start, you know, coming up. When I was younger, my mom would be like, oh, Lord, my knees touch. Oh, Lord, my ankles hurt. Oh, Lord, my back hurt. And I used to just be laughing at her like, you know, okay, Mom, you're crazy. And here I am. I find myself now doing the same
right.
thing.
Right. You know, I'm headed towards 60. I'm 58 years old. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm a woman with gray hair, and I got grandkids, and I still have my passion of music and many more opportunities and advancements to make even with that. But even talking to you, ladies, I'm getting ready to make a road trip, you know, with my family. You know, we've been, you know, apart because my husband is in the 31 years in the military. And God bless my raggedy butts to have a place to live, because I wasn't playing. You know, I'm the kind of chick, you know, I'm an artist, and we've been together a long time, but I had blood, sweat, and tears to make sure that my family, my daughter, and my two grandkids, and me and my husband could have a place, because people would come and try to take your stuff.
Yes, they will.
I had that happen over the last few years, and I'm not going to go into that because we're going to talk about the good stuff, you feel me? But I'm here to tell you.
That's right.
Well, I'm up here talking to y'all, and I'm about to make a road trip with my family. I get to you know, chop it up with an artist like the D-Fly and now Kamira. I know I said it wrong.
Karima.
But, you know,
Karima.
Kalima.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Karima. K-A-R. Karima.
Karima, like Kareem. Okay, like Karima. Okay.
That's right. Like Kareem with the A.
I have to figure out how to say
right.
that. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yes,
this
indeed.
This is absolutely a wonderful energy. I appreciate this, D Fly. In the house.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Toby. You go, well, we go way back. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you
yeah.
two questions. We're going to get on this interview here. Now,
okay.
I just been doing my little research here, and I did not know. First of all, I want to ask you what made you want to play the drums, and at what age did you start playing the drums?
Well, you know, my sister, I speak of it all the time. I'm a natural drummer. You know, I was born in 1960 from a small town in Washington State, and I have a twin sister also. And we have a baby picture where we're propped up on the floor, and both of my index fingers are in the air. Prominently, you can see that my two fingers are in the air, and the photographer snapped out. So I wasn't even walking before God put a spirit of drum in my journey. So that's all I can say, because I can't never remember not wanting to play when I didn't have drumsticks. I was beating on everything, you know. So
okay.
I could play Wipeout in the first grade.
Really?
Yeah, I could play Wipeout in the first, second, and third grade. I know it because my desk was in the principal's office because I was disruptive because I wouldn't stop playing Wipeout.
You just playing
yeah.
the beat.
I was playing Wipeout. Y'all remember that song, just all the rudiment chat? I didn't know what I was doing,
yeah.
That's what I was doing. Challenging all the boys because I could do it the fastest. I was in grade school, yeah. And then I happened to get blessed. We're going to talk about how I got started. Just speaking of the story, mm-hmm. I still have great covenants with just coming up in a time where, you know, female drummers weren't that popular. You know, that was
That's
Sheila
E. Go there, yeah.
Sheila E., thank God for blessing for her royal drumming family, and Karen Carpenter, of course. Those were the female examples that I came up with, you know what I'm saying? And I just thank God that we came up in a time of real music. But I'm still in great covenant with my high school director. Oh, not my high school, my junior high and grade school director. He started a Dixieland band. And I know I was playing Dixieland music at least by the fifth grade. I'm just going to split that. I can't remember when I was.